Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there, and there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcast that are available. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, and think on the subject, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read this passage. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 1 through 4 states, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures." If you don't know what the gospel is, this passage makes it very, very clear what the gospel is. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is indeed good news. There are some points this morning we want to consider concerning the gospel. Point number one is this: the word "moreover" in verse 1. Why is that word there? And then in verse 2, the Bible said, "by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye had believed in vain." That's point number one. And then point number two is the definition of what the gospel really is. Notice, the word "moreover," this is a strange way to begin a sentence, isn't it? Well, not really, when you consider what the Apostle Paul had on his mind. You see, this word in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is written concerning the past chapters of 1 Corinthians. Oftentimes, a person will take one verse and use that verse not in relationship to the other verses around it, and they'll arrive at a wrong conclusion. This entire book of 1 Corinthians is written to the local church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is located in the city of Corinth. This church had a lot of problems, and Paul writes to that church showing them how they can correct their problems and be right before God. The chapters just preceding 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that speak on a particular difficulty that the Corinthian church had begins in chapter 12. Chapter 12, 13, and 14 all speak on the same subject, and that subject is spiritual gifts. Now, what I'm bringing out right here is the reason the word moreover is in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. That's because Paul is referring to some other things. You see, the Corinthian church had great difficulties about spiritual gifts. What they really had in their minds is that they were working on those gifts and they were forgetting the salvation that Jesus offered. And that's a lot of the problem that happens today in services. That's a lot of the difficulties that happen today in Christian lives. Paul is emphasizing that the most important thing is not the gift, but the giver. The most important thing is not what you are doing, but it's what Jesus has done for you. I have heard people say to me, I have a talent, and I must use this talent for the Lord. That's absolutely the truth. But at the same time, if Jesus has not saved your soul, all the work that you do for God will be nothing at all. This is what Paul is talking about. This is why the word moreover is in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1. You see, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, Paul goes to great lengths to explain to them the right use of gifts. Chapter 12 is explaining many of the different gifts that the people in the church at Corinth have. Those people need to understand, just like we need to understand, that every person is in the local church of the Lord Jesus Christ because they have been placed there by Jesus Christ. Nobody is special. Just because they have a gift another person doesn't have doesn't mean that that person is above somebody else. But God has given to each person in each local church that gift they have as a benefit to everybody else. You see, Paul explains that just like the human body has many different parts, and all of those parts work together for the good to the whole, so in a church, every person works together for the good of that church. There are no big I's and little U's in a church. Jesus Christ is the head, and the church is the body, and all the various parts of the body work together for the glory of God and for the good of that particular body. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is often called the love chapter in the Bible, but don't take chapter 13 separate and distinct from chapter 12 or chapter 14. Because chapter 13 explains that all the gifts that we have are as nothing at all if there's not love involved in it. You can have the great knowledge. You can understand all mysteries. You can be full of all faith. You can be full of great preachings and prophesyings and great ministries of teachings. But if you don't have love, you don't have anything at all. That's what Paul is saying. And in chapter 14, Paul continues as he explains about the right use of spiritual gifts. The church at Corinth was evidently misusing the gift of languages. Paul explains that if those gifts are not used to the edifying of the body, they are nothing at all. Paul says, actually, in 1 Corinthians 14, that he had rather speak in a language people can understand than speak 10,000 words in a language that nobody understands what he's saying. Makes it real clear, does it not? You see what the word moreover there is all about. It is talking about that all of those gifts are nothing if Jesus is not in it. All of those gifts are nothing if you're not saved. Listen, brethren, it says, and let me read again, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 2. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. But notice this, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye had believed in vain. You see, the Corinthian brethren, they had come to the place that they were putting more emphasis upon the gift than they were upon the giver. And Jesus Christ is the giver of all gifts. And Jesus Christ is the giver of eternal life. And when we place more emphasis upon anything than upon Jesus Christ and what He has done for us, then we're wrong. We need to emphasize Jesus Christ. He is the one that we seek to save, to serve. He is the one that has saved us, and no one else will ever do. The most important thing is not the gifts, but it is rather the salvation that Jesus gives. It is very, very important that we, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, know that we are believers. Notice in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, you must know that you are saved. The Bible said, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail." You see the most important thing? It is not the gift. It is not what you do. But rather the most important thing is to make sure that you're saved. That's the bottom line. The Bible said in 2 Peter 2 and verse 11, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." There's many people today that are very, very busy trying to do things for Jesus. Listen, and that's not wrong, but the point is that we need to make sure we're saved. We need to make our calling and election sure. Then serve the Lord because He has loved you first. We don't have to make God love us. He already does. All we need to do is to obey what He says because He first loved us. Someone would say, "Well, I would really love to know if I am saved or not." Listen to what the Bible said, Romans 8 and verse 9. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His." Now, we get down really to where the rubber meets the road. Think of this, that each individual must examine their own selves to see if the Spirit of God dwells within them. Think of this now, that if you have really been saved by the grace and by the mercy of Almighty God, then the Spirit of God dwells within you. But this is an individual matter. The fact is, you see, as humans, we look at what other people do because we cannot really see what they are. But you know, the fact is that you and I can know what we are. And then we can do in our bodies what God wants us to do. But we must examine ourselves to see if the Spirit of God is in us. Is God leading you or is Satan leading you? Notice what the Bible said in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 concerning the Spirit that dwells within you. 1 John 4 verse 1, he says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." So every individual must try the spirit that is within them to see if they are a real believer. It'll be a terrible, terrible thing for a person to live their lives believing they're saved and working all their lives and wind up in hell because they have put the gift above the giver. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, what this passage states. "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Listen, folks, here are people who have worked for Jesus, they have prophesied, they have preached, they have cast out devils, they have done many wonderful works in the name of Jesus Christ. But Jesus says, "I never knew you." You may know Jesus, but listen, does Jesus know you? We see that our time has gone away today. Thank you now for listening.